The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's go!
Here we go.
For all you young people out there.
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
There it is. We love it. And I'm used to the Frank Sinatra intros. But it's good. See, Matt's younger. Matt Zambolin in for Al Gattullo. So we're putting on this hip young music from 1977. So that's good. You can play the modern music, Matt, if you want. It's great. It works like that. Who's that? Freddie? Is that Freddie right there? Right?
That's Queen. Yep.
You know, I tell you what. I was so. I don't know how. And my daughter sat down. They wanted to watch Bohemian Rhapsody, the film, which was great. And Frankie Faberos, if you can Google who starred in that, because that kid was great, who played Freddie Mercury in the film. Just great. Absolutely great. But I never was like is it bad to say I was never a Queen fan? I mentioned this before on the radio, and I don't know how I missed it, because you look at all these mega hits that they've had, and I just never, you know, wasn't really a more like a rock and roll, more of a Seeger, Springsteen kind of guy, you know, more the rock and roll kind of thing. So, or certainly James, if it comes to the soul side of it all. But my gosh, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Then I saw a clip. It was the 30th anniversary of Live Aid. If you remember Live Aid, it was just to help out the poverty in Africa, if you remember, during the 1985 it was. And they asked me to go to MC in front of 100,000 people at JFK Stadium, Philadelphia. I was just, I think it was just off SNL. And I went, what, you want me to do it? Yes, Chevy's going to be the MC. And Jack Nicholson is going to be the master of ceremonies. Listen to this. And Cher, and Bette Midler. Listen to this. We're going to be the master ceremonies, and Joe, we want you to be one of the MCs. I went, wow. So they sent Chevy and I out, and it was like in front of 100,000 people, and Queen performed in England there. You saw that in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Frank, you don't follow any of this stuff, right?
Yeah, no, I love Queen.
So, but when I saw an actual video of Live Aid, because it was the 30th anniversary last week, Freddie Mercury looked fine. He was sick, though. Wasn't he? Didn't he have AIDS at the time? According to the film, he had AIDS when he stepped on stage. He looked great on stage in the video that I saw. That you got to give the guy credit, because there were certainly 100,000 people at Wembley Stadium at that time. But indeed, he was sick when he went on stage during Live Aid, correct?
So I don't know when he was diagnosed. I will look that up.
God bless
him. But certainly a really, really incredible performance nonetheless. So it was reported for the first time that he had AIDS in October of 1986, and Live Aid was in 1985. So he certainly could have had AIDS
had it. It was sick,
in 1985.
Yeah. But the point is, the energy, it was just a flawless performance. And then I have to tell you,
and
this,
that actor, by the way, was Rami Malek, who won the Academy Award for that role.
And I'll tell you, he deserved it, every second of it. Just a brilliant film. And thank you. My daughter, Allie, sat me down and had me watch the film. It's not a film I would watch. It was really, really great, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I have to tell you this, forgive me. We'll get to the news of the day. Trust me, we got a lot going on. But I just want to reminisce on a summer radio show. And I've told you this before, but like Frankie always says, there's new people that come into the show. They stay with us 10 minutes. They stay with us a half an hour. There's people that check in, listen to other shows, come into us. There's new people. So forgive me if you heard this before, but when I emceed Live Aid, I've told you this before, Frankie Faberos. Is that wild? Think about it. I'm off SNL, and it's Nicholson. So they go like this, and I've told you this before, but listen to this, if you will. We're at the hotel. And they say, the bus is coming for you to take you to JFK Stadium. And I go, okay, sure, the bus. So I get on the bus. It's me and one other person, Jack Nicholson.
Wow.
I know. Listen to me. And I'm like, and Jack had not hosted Saturday Night Live. We had a lot of big stars. And it's me. And now I am sitting on the bus, and I see Jack gets on, and I'm waiting for, and he rambles on. He's got his shades on, man. And it was Jack and I, and that was it. And the bus starts to go to JFK Stadium. Now I'm in the back of the bus, and I'm going like, do I go over to Jack? Hey, Jack, how are you, Joe Piscopo? I'm from Saturday Night Live. I'm a huge fan. Hey, we're from Jersey, Jack. Hey, Jack, what do you say to Jack Nicholson? You know, so I walked over. Just he and I on that bus. And I said, Jack, hey, Joe. I mean, hey, Joe, how are you? You know, it was Jack. So I said, you okay? And I told you this before in the air. So if you're new, Jack Nicholson says to me, I don't think Jack would mind me telling you this. He goes, yeah, I'm a little nervous. And he was a little nervous. I said, and I always say, when some big star always tells me that, because sometimes they would tell me that on SNL, going on the television, I would say, but you're, in this case, but you're Jack Nicholson. You don't get nervous like that. And I said, no, Jack, you just get on stage. It's what I've done this for all my life. Emceeing, you get up, you do your thing, and you just say whatever you want to say. And he says to me, yeah, but Joe, you got to have something to say. He says it like, he did like a whole totally Nicholson to me. That wasn't a great Nicholson, I understand.
That was pretty good.
No, it was so funny. And I couldn't argue with it, but he was great. And then my favorite, and I've told you this before, and this is one of my favorite show business moments. But forgive me, we'll get to the news, and I'm sorry for blabbing. I'm sorry. My head is in summertime. So we're backstage, and I'm sitting there lucky to be there. And now I'm sitting there saying to myself, what am I doing there with these giants? And all of a sudden, Led Zeppelin, I told you this before, this is one of my favorite show business stories. Led Zeppelin was about to be introduced at Philadelphia, Live Aid, 1985, Zeppelin live on stage, and I'm right there. Now the question came down, who is going to introduce Led Zeppelin? And they had a conference. This was the best. So it was Bette Midler, Cher, Jack Nicholson, Chevy was there. And I'm not just dropping names. I'm just saying, because I was like saying, what am I doing here? I mean, honestly. So I'm saying, so I sat down in a corner and just stayed out of the fray. And then I remember Jack looked over to me, Joe, like that. They're trying to say, who's gonna introduce? Joe, you want to introduce Zeppelin? I just stood up as usual, my usual Piscopo way. I said, hey, whatever works, I am here, whatever you guys need. I did one of those, and I sat back down, stayed out of it. I think it was Jack that got the honor. It was an honor to introduce Led Zeppelin, because Zeppelin was playing live. But it was Jack, but what was cool is being on stage with Zeppelin playing, I was right by the speakers. Oh, my God. Frank, your heart could have just been ripped out of your chest.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Whether you're a fan or not, it was absolutely. Some of the things that I've done, I have to write a book, Frank. I got to write a book.
I wish you would.
I know. I said, my problem is they want salacious, and I ain't writing salacious, you know. And what did Eddie Murphy do? What happened here? You know, what is Saturday Night Live? I don't believe in those tattletale books. I don't believe in that. So it's probably why no one asks, you know. Hey, it's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sorry. We got news. Martha Bonetta will join us this hour. We love her. Frankie, you introduced me to the best people. Martha is one of them. What a great, great gal. How did you meet Martha now?
I met her when we were at the White House. So you were at the White House. You were hanging around with Kellyanne Conway and Anthony Scaramucci. I was hanging around with Martha Bonetta. I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think you did. You got a good eye there, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey. So she's a great gal. She's chairman of Vote America First. So we're going to talk about the 2020 campaign, what's going on, the woman vote, and this female challenger to AOC in the Bronx, you know, and in Queens. Hey, Councilman Joe Borelli, we always love Joe. And you know who's going to come on? Michael Goodwin is on. Michael Goodwin is on, senior political columnist for the New York Post. And he had a very, very interesting article just the other day about the president, what he should say, what he shouldn't say, and everything else. So it's getting politically incorrect out there. I think it was kind of politically incorrect to hear the president, not from the president, but he's in North Carolina. He is brilliant. We are experiencing in this president, and let's put all likes and dislikes aside, please, about President Trump, okay? You're experiencing a master at manipulating the media, a master I'm telling Donald J. Trump. I'm telling you. I've known him for 30, 40 years, whatever, on and off, just peripherally, not like a friend. Like sometimes he's friend. You know, we've always just been acquaintances and proud to be. Just could not have been nicer. And Melania as well. A glorious gal, Melania is. So I'm a fan. And then when the president, Donald Trump says, I'm going to go for president, I'm going to vote for the guy. Because I like the upset. I like the entertainment value of it all. I tell you what, I know how smart he is. I didn't think he would be this good of a president. Honestly, can I say that honestly? He's a great president. He's doing a great job like that. But he manipulates. You're witnessing that. You watch that. I mean, as a performer, I'm watching Donald Trump up there. Don't forget, 73 years old. And he starts to talk about the squad. He goes, he set this whole thing up. And if it was my style would be under the radar, not to tweet out anything, let them self-destruct on their own. That's my style. His style is to bring it out, to have them, the infighting, to just kind of stoke the fire a little bit. So he starts bringing it up yesterday at this rally, and it was brilliant. And just the way he has these four congresswomen now, the villains of America. And it was brilliant. And you know what? He's not wrong. Because you know what? To me, they are dangerous for America. Please, don't get me started. I'll get started again like I was yesterday. Forget about it. But the only thing that wasn't right, where the crowd starts yelling, send her back. Send her back about Ilhan Omar. You know, I don't disagree with that. If what she did in that video, again, I'm going to get myself fired up. You have to watch the video. People have not seen that video enough, and I didn't know that it was a legitimate video when she started talking in glowing terms about Al-Qaeda. In my opinion, there should be a rule in Congress. If you speak glowingly about an enemy of the United States who has killed thousands of Americans, you should have the ability to send her back to where she came from. Sorry, that's what I'm thinking. I don't disagree, but you got to be careful. Because on television, it looks like, oh, they're so mean, they're going to send her back. People aren't going to look and dissect what I'm telling you right now. They're not going to dissect it like I'm dissecting it here on the radio about what Ilhan Omar has done, what she is doing, how anti-American it is, what her ulterior motive is, what her real motive is toward the United States of America. Should she be sent back? I mean, honestly, in my opinion, and respectfully, because of what she said about Al-Qaeda, yes. I think she'd just go, well, you can't be in Congress if you're going to be anti-American to that degree. But to say it in a big, big crowd like that, it just reeks like it comes across a little too mean. But the president, Frankie Five Boroughs, this is a political strategist like I have never seen, like I've never seen in my lifetime in Donald J. Trump, manipulating the press, poking the press, just like a marionette. And it is brilliant to watch because they go that not only does Nancy Pelosi go, but and all the other Democrats in the House, but the press, it's hook, line, and sinker with President Trump. Just brilliant to watch this man work it. And I think it'll lead to a 2020 landslide, Frankie. I'm not sure, but that's the way it looks right now.
Well, look, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a landslide just because the country is so divided. I think you could actually, there's a good chance that the president wins. There's a good chance actually he could lose by an even greater number in the popular vote, because I think you'll see increased turnout in states like California and New York and states like where he wasn't going to win anyway, and actually possibly do better when it comes to the electoral vote. So that would be interesting. But the country is very divided. I think a lot of it's going to come down to the economy. I didn't care for the president's tweets last Sunday, but I agree with you that they were, it was not just flying off the seat of his pants. I mean, it was very strategic. I mean, look at the House, the freshman House Democratic class now, the overwhelming majority of them are veterans, people that served in the CIA, former prosecutors, and Wall Street people. Now, that is not the image of the Democratic Party that Donald Trump wants to run against. He wants to run against the AOC Ilhan Omar, image that they created. So Pelosi's right in that these are just four people. Their influence within the Democratic Party is minimal. But what you have here is you have the left that has an interest in promoting these people because they want to make the left look more powerful than they are. And you have the right with an interest in promoting these people because they want to make it look like the Democratic Party of Mikey Sherrill, Connor Lamb, Jeff Van Drew, Max Rose is actually the Democratic Party of AOC and Ilhan Omar. So that is what Trump's doing here. He's taking what is, at least on paper, a pretty moderate, sensible group of people and making them look like a bunch of raving lunatics.
Right there, Matt, I tell you got to take what Frankie just said, and we got to make it a promo for the show. Okay, Matt Sambone?
You got it. Do
that. That was brilliant. Frankie, right on the money. That was brilliant because I don't want to say it too loudly, but there's some good Democrats in Congress right now, and they all got elected, and we put a lot of them on the show, and forgive me for saying that. There's a lot of good, quote-unquote, blue dog Democrats that are in the House, that are out there. They're not being heard from. They can't get anything out because of these four congresswomen. And the president is playing it brilliantly. Maybe we should just leave it between you and I talking like that. Maybe we should just leave it like that. Because if they ever find out, Frank, if they find out, wait a minute, that Democrat's making too much sense. You know, the president does not want that to happen, correct?
Well, exactly right. I mean, like, he wants the spokesperson of the Democratic Party to be Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Brilliant.
That's why he mentioned them last night.
Yep.
You didn't see him mentioning, you know, Josh Gottheimer, you know, or Tom Suozzi or any of these people. So, I mean, the president's very clever in the way that he does things. And again, I do wish that he wouldn't have kind of taken this road. And as a Trump supporter, I found the tweets from Sunday a little embarrassing. And as the grandson of an immigrant, I found them a little offensive. But, it's strategic, unfortunately. And, you know, sometimes that does work.
Frankie Five Boroughs with Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. You know what? Why don't you give us a call? You could weigh in at 877-970-2999. I see the phone calls. We'll go to the phone calls when we come back. And then I want you to hear our friend, our colleague, Dennis Prager, what he did down in front of the subcommittee down there. Where, you know, what Google is doing. You don't want to miss what Dennis Prager said about Google and how they pick and choose what they put on Google. We have no recourse. They own us. They own us. The whole social media world, they own us, whether it's Facebook or Google, whatever it is, Twitter, they own us. You don't want to miss what Dennis Prager said. We will be playing that when we come back. And your phone calls again, always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. Hey, it's summertime, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Rainy day all day. Mm-hmm. And then, boy, we got the heat wave coming in. Debbie Duhaime, huh? That's going to be hot.
It's been so steamy, hasn't it? Like, recently? It's been really, really, really hot.
I like when you say steamy. I don't know. That was nice.
I was like, don't pause for a second. Oh, you were thinking of that steamy word. Okay. Yeah, so it does make you think, doesn't it?
I am so summertime today.
Our minds are wandering. That happens.
Could you say steamy every
steamy
chance you get? Yeah, there it is. All right. Can I go home now? Okay. Debbie.
No, you're not allowed to leave till 10 o'clock.
Steamy works for you, Deb. I like that.
My face
is red. You can't see my face. I am bright red right now. I can feel the rush of embarrassment, and I apologize for being so creepy.
You're not creepy. You're fun.
7:22, Steamy Debbie on the road.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. It looks like 3 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit, but the earlier delays into and out of New York's Penn, they've been cleared. LIRR, a 20-minute delay on the Oyster Bay branch because of some ongoing problems. Inbound GWB, only 5 minutes over at the Holland 20. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 20 to 25. Problems continue on 78 this morning, Joe. 78 eastbound, exit 15, getting out through Clinton Township. It's an accident over on that median, and that is causing quite a delay over there. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head over to the Cross Bronx West at the Deacon with a disabled truck. This report sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress. Checking in on the forecast, thunderstorms today, high of 81, partly cloudy, hot tomorrow with a high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Dennis Prager explains the people we're fighting against.
Fox News reporter was reporting on the win of the American soccer team, and then behind him were fans of the team, and they all started screaming F Trump. The low caliber of hatred of the president, of people who hate the president, is really, it is remarkable. Is it true for every single person who hates the president? No, it isn't. Is it true for the great majority? I think it is.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, some subscribers canceled Netflix this spring. The streaming service is reporting 130,000 fewer U.S. subscribers in the recent quarter compared with the start of the year. Outside the U.S., Netflix added 2.7 million subscribers. Netflix is about to lose two of its most watched shows, but not for a while. Friends leaves Netflix at the end of the year for Warner Media streaming service, and The Office will leave in 2021 for NBC Universal's new service. Virgin Holidays says it will no longer sell vacations that include tickets to SeaWorld or other whale and dolphin experiences. SeaWorld says no company does more to protect marine mammals and advance research, rescue, and conservation. The Dow dropped 115 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 37. The S&P lost 19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your popcorn. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Bloomberg News and CNBC report that the Trump administration is seriously considering a rule change which would stop the IRS from taxing investors based on phantom gains from inflation. Let's say you buy an investment for $100 and you sell it a few years later for $105. But inflation was 5%. You didn't really make any money. In real purchasing power, you just broke even. But the way the system works now, you'd have to pay taxes on that $5. That's not taxing income. That's confiscating wealth. Larry Kudlow, now the president's chief economic advisor, has long been a champion of this idea. And it looks like the president is on board. And it looks like the president can do this without buy-in from Congress. We should hope the president embraces this idea and moves forward with it. It's good economics, and it would be good politics as well. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. People tell us, they go, Joey, I'm going back to Michaels of Brooklyn. You hear it. Famous people, all kinds of people.
folks like yourself, good, honest, great Americans. They always go out to Avenue R in Nostrand to Michael's of Brooklyn. Why? Because it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Why? Because the ambiance is great. The ambiance is great. The best part, I think, about going to Michael's, aside from the cuisine, that really is sensational. And that's, by the way, the food for the Food Network to call Michael's of Brooklyn one of the five best Italian restaurants is because the cuisine is spectacular. When you eat the bronzino, or I have the calamari, or whatever you have in the sauce is there. It's so fresh. I'm telling you, it's impeccable the way they make the Italian food. I like that chance to experience the authentic legacy of Italian tradition. Michael's of Brooklyn has been there since 1964, right? Michael is the grandson of the man who started this. And when I talk to buddies like Russ Salzberg, for example, from the neighborhood, quote, the neighborhood, Avenue R, Nostrand, in Brooklyn, they remember Michael's of Brooklyn pizza. Now the family, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself, the grandson, have elevated this to a world-class restaurant. Yet when you go in and you have the great cuisine, you're going to feel the ambiance. You're going to feel the neighborhood when you walk in. I'm telling you, it's genius how Fred and Johnny and everybody have created this. Enzo greets you at the door. This is a spectacular experience. It's why everybody keeps going back. You want the meal of a lifetime. You want to feel the ambiance, the pure Italian legacy and heritage of Brooklyn, New York. You go to Michael's of Brooklyn, world-class restaurant, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And don't forget, when you're at the supermarket, please, and you go to, you see all the sauces. How many sauces can they make these days, right? Check out and find, or ask the manager for Michael's of Brooklyn. Taking home best jarred sauce, hands down. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 7:30. We're going to break for news in 2 seconds on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. It's great to have you with us. It's summertime. It's summertime, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. Dennis Prager is one of the nicest guys I've met. When I came on to the radio station 6 years now, into my sixth year, right? And I remember I went out with all the Salem Media. We are the flagship station, and I'm proud to tell you that, the flagship station of Salem Media. And I think Salem Media is, as Dennis Prager himself says, a blessing. Really is. You know why? I could say to you, and I've said this before, God bless America. We are one nation under God. In God we trust. I could say that. I could put the cross of Christ in my studio, and I'm not going to get called by management. You know, you might offend some people if you put a cross up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thank God for Salem Media. And one of the, not to use the word perks, but one of the joys of working here at Salem, you meet great guys like Mike Gallagher coming up after we're on the air, you know, and Seb Gorka. How cool is it that Dr. Gorka's on the air? Excuse me. Larry Elder. I've become friends with Larry Elder. Immense respect. Great broadcaster, Larry Elder is, certainly. But Dennis Prager's like the guy, because when I go to Dennis, the way he stands up for his heritage. And I remember in Brooklyn many years ago, I was at an event. It was an event for Israel, and it was with Dennis Prager. And I watched Dennis Prager break down methodically and with his heart why we should support the state of Israel, why he supports the state of Israel. And I looked at this man. I said, this is a great American. This is and a great guy. So Mr. Prager goes down to Washington. And he did a dissertation in front of a subcommittee in the Senate. And I'm going to ask Frankie to break it down for us. And it was just brilliant what he did, the way he talked common sense, because he puts things out on his website, on PragerU. You know about that, Prager University. He puts these little things, something like Professor Dershowitz talking about Israel and to the support of Israel. And then Google takes it down, man. Google takes it down. How are we censored like this? And they asked the question, are they censoring conservatives on social media? Are they censoring? I'm on Twitter. I haven't been verified. I can't get that blue check. You want to know something, Jack Dorsey? I don't want that blue check. I wear that badge of honor, not having the blue check from Twitter. That tells me that I am a pure patriot. I'm telling you, am I right or wrong? You know, I mean, yeah, we look. Why didn't I get the blue? I don't want the blue check. I don't want to be knighted by social media. I'll tell you, because social media is
in my opinion, and I don't know why they're anti-American, but I'm feeling they're anti-American, and even more so, they're anti-anything Donald Trump, and more importantly than that, anti-conservative. If you have, and I'm not talking about conservative, I'm not talking about right wing. I'm just, you believe one nation under God. You believe, you salute the flag. You know, you put your hand over your heart when you do the Pledge of Allegiance. You stand for the national anthem. It's a, we believe in this country. And now we're conservatives, and that's bad to be conservative. Oh, Joe's a conservative now. Now, because I was a Democrat my whole life. You know what? I was a conservative Democrat. And like Frankie just said, and that's Frankie just brilliantly broke down, the, there are some very, very powerful, very, very smart conservatives in the United States House of Representatives who are Democrats. And thank goodness, the mainstream media can't figure that out. They can't figure the real run against Donald Trump would be those bold conservatives in the Democratic Party in 2020. They will never surface. All those four congresswomen, those are the ones that are going to surface. But back to point with Mr. Prager, he went down and he testified. Testified, is that what the word is? He went down and pleaded his case on how social media is taking anything away that is conservative of Frankie Five Bros. It was interesting to watch, and proud to be a colleague of Dennis Prager, certainly. But what was that all about, Frankie Five Bros?
Yeah, well, exactly what you just described, that there was allegations that they were censoring conservative content, including in the case of one Prager University video, they suppressed a video that had to do with the Ten Commandments. And so that's what Dennis Prager spoke mostly to. And Google said because there was the reference to thou shalt
kill.
Not kill. And which is, of course, absurd.
So they said, so Google says, they said thou shalt not kill was in this Ten Commandments. They said, oh, well, that's violent. But Louis Farrakhan, it could go on without a problem. I mean, anybody else could go on. Do we have any of Dennis's actualities before we go to news, Frankie Fibros? Thank you. But hello.
Ten Commandments video.
Hang on one second, Joe. For some reason, Bill O'Reilly is playing as well.
That's okay. O'Reilly's great, too.
Sorry about that. And I was having a brief computer difficulty.
You want to wrangle it for a second?
No, I got you, Joe. Sorry.
Just to respond on the issue of the Ten Commandments video that was placed on the restricted list by Google, the representative from Google mentioned that in a reason that it would be on the restricted list was that it contains mentions of murder. So I was thinking I have a solution that will,
last night,
I think, appeal to Google.
Fox News,
I will re-release it.
All right. I don't know what that was.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure what's going on there. But
leak it through. But Dennis Prager was saying that they took down, because he mentioned the Ten Commandments, they took that down. And I'll tell you, and there is an assault. And I see things removed from Twitter. I see things removed from Google. And Facebook, I can't quite get a handle on Facebook. I'm just not. And I know you hit me up with messages on Facebook. I talk to you listening, you know, that you listen, you come in and you weigh in on Facebook and I try to answer it back. It's so convoluted. It's so. And God forbid, I try to not do anything politically on Facebook, because anymore nowadays, Facebook can get more vicious than even Twitter a lot of the times. And so we should put it all aside. But we want to just applaud Mr. Prager for doing such a great job and for standing up for common sense. They call us conservatives. I like to think we're common sense Americans. 7:37. I see the phone calls. If you could hold, I'll get to them ASAP. Martha Bonetta is going to join us. Joe Borelli's on the air, and Michael Goodwin as well on AM 970 The Answer. Frankie Five Barrels is standing by with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
74 degrees at 7:37. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. Several New Yorkers are recovering after a night without electricity. Mayor de Blasio said that there were outages in Queens, in Flushing, and in Staten Island. Apparently, the Throgneck section of the Bronx also hit with some power outages. At one point, as many as 3,000 people were out without power in Staten Island. Most of the juice has been restored as of this morning. There are still some reports of outages around New York City. The weather also suspended tram service to Roosevelt Island for a time, and flooding closed roads across Queens. A federal judge is scheduled to announce today whether financier Jeffrey Epstein can go free on bail before his trial on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. Epstein was in custody after a bail hearing in New York on Monday when two women said he sexually attacked them when they were teenagers. And in sports, the Yankees and Rays were postponed last night due to the threat of severe weather. The Mets scored 12 late runs to run away from the Twins, 14-4 in Minnesota. That included Pete Alonso hitting his 31st home run and Dominic Smith and Ahmad Rosario also going deep for the Mets. Jason Vargas picked six innings of three-run ball for the win. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. And if you're stuck in traffic, you got to go to Debbie Duhaime.
That's for sure. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, everybody. That flooding we had earlier on the southbound Van Wyck down by Hillside Ave, that was cleared. But traffic is still kind of busy for you on the northbound Van Wyck heading up through Hillside Avenue at this point. Stop-and-go traffic on the westbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident cleared. Cross Bronx West slowing down at the Deegan. It's a disabled tractor trailer blocking a lane. Inbound GWB, only 5 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Problems continue on 78 East, exit 15. Accident on the median. Extensive delays here on 78 East, getting out toward exit 15. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you take a ride over to the Garden State Parkway North, getting up through 91, getting out through Brick as well. Some thunderstorms today with a high of 81, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Joe on the radio. When it comes to protecting your home or your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust, please. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance have been in Manhattan for over 100 years, and it is family owned, providing coverage for four generations. They're consistent. They're face to face. You know, I love family owned and operated, right? Well, that's what you get with Honig Conte Parrino. No automated services, right? They work with each client individually and personally. They believe in a roll-up-your-sleeves approach, you know? They provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. That individual, that is you. You're going to love Honig Conte Parrino Insurance, whether it's for homeowners insurance, business insurance. Hey, how about renter's insurance, right? Michael Honig, Michael Conte, the Michaels. Those are the names you can trust. Matter of fact, call the Michaels today. Just ask. You got an insurance question? Michael Honig, Michael Conte will answer it, and you'll feel comfortable because if you're like me, you don't know anything about this stuff, you know? So when you call the Michaels, they will explain to you what you need insurance-wise. It's 212. It's 777-7113. Just like that. 212-777-7113. Or visit them at honigconte.com. It's H-O-N. IGCONTE.com. Honig Conte Parrino Insurance.
It's time for the AM 970,000 daily cash giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword grill at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to enter keyword grill at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword grill at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Mr. Mike Lindell, who will be in the studio with us tomorrow, has this for you that he broke on the Piscopo Show. Two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. When Mike called, remember that? We first put this on the air, and we sold more pillows in 4 hours than we had sold in months. I'm telling you, because you know a good deal. $34.99 per pillow, lowest price ever offered, right, from Mr. Mike Lindell himself. Here's the number, 800-651-0798.
or MyPillow.com. But you have to use the promo code AM970. And you know why you should get MyPillow aside from getting the best sleep of your life? Everybody has a MyPillow these days. It's time for you to get a MyPillow because you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Plus, the pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. What pillow is made with a 10-year warranty? And by the way, it's made in the United States of America, right there in Mike's home state of Minnesota. He insists on that, you know? And you get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums now for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com. You know, you're driving, it's rainy, it's kind of dangerous out there. Stay on the road, but just remember this, if you would, MyPillow.com. If you get a chance to jot down the number, if you're home, 800-651-0798. No matter what you do, please remember the promo code AM970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com studios.
Oh, here we go.
The earth,
yeah. Come on.
Under my feet, I feel the sky coming.
7:44 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Martha Panetta is a friend, chairman of Vote America First. Martha, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You know, there's no better way to start the day than with Joe Piscopo in the morning.
You know, thank you for saying that. And thank you for being so positive. You are such a joy. You are so positive all the time. And every time I get on the air, I want to sound like you, Martha Panetta. And I want to say, we're okay. the country's okay. We're proud Americans. It's okay to say that. And you're going around
right.
the country. You're doing that all around the country with Vote America First. Yes?
Absolutely. We are talking to Americans all across our great nation. We were just in Pennsylvania for Lara Trump's rollout of Women for Trump. And there were over 1,000 women from every part of the country excited to support the president. And one of my favorite parts of the rally was when Lara Trump said, you know, being in this room, you would never know that, you know, the radical left is saying that over 64% of, you know, women in the country don't support the president. And we all know that these are fake polls. You know, when I travel all around the nation, everywhere I go, women from every walk of life yeah. love and support our president. Because let's face it, you know, female unemployment is the lowest since 1953, Joe. There's 3.1 million new jobs filled by women. He's doubled the child tax credit. And married couples with kids are saving around, you know, almost $3,000 thanks to Donald J. Trump's tax cuts. So, I mean, you know, the economy is booming and women are at the heartbeat of America. Women have controlled the votes of yeah. the presidential vote yeah. since the 1960s. Yeah. And we have a lot to celebrate for women with this presidency.
It's so true. And help me out here, Martha, because every time I say, oh, well, I wish the president would just put down the phone and not tweet, I get lambasted by women call.
Right.
And I've talked to our buddy
That's
Neil
right.
Cavuto when I'm on Fox. I've talked to other people about it. They go, what about the tweeting? And I mean, what he's saying isn't bad, but the fact that I said, well, just be presidential. But then women said, Joe, who's going to defend him? And isn't it funny that people will say that President Trump can be a little too brusque for female voters, but I don't know what it is. These women for Trump, it's just exploding throughout the country.
It really is. And, you know, Americans vote with their pocketbook, as you know, and there are more women than men donating to the campaign than ever before. So, I mean, these fake polls that are rolling out, and we all saw this to be true in 2016, you know, it's a desperate attempt to attack, you know, the greatest president in my lifetime. And, you know, this whole business about Trump being racist, something that nobody's really talking about is that there's only been 3 people to win the Ellis Island Award for their work within the black community, and they are Rosa Parks, Muhammad Ali, and are you ready? Donald J. Trump. Three. Yeah. But I guess you'll never hear that from AOC or, as I like to say, anything other than the Constitution.
Yeah, I know. It's so frustrating. And I railed on it all day yesterday on the radio, how ridiculous it was that they actually put something put forth on the House of Representatives that the president was racist. And if you've known him, as I have, all those years, all the years in New York, this is the most unracist. He's not a homophobe. He doesn't have time to worry about this. And he's from New York.
No.
And he's so open-minded. But, boy, they want to stay on that. The fact that they're staying on that whole racist overtone, Martha, I think means that they have nothing else.
Well, you know, it's so preposterous. I mean, this is a president. Look at what he's done for criminal justice reform. Look at what he does.
Unbelievable.
With revitalizing, you know, minority communities all across the nation. I mean, you know, what next? I mean, they've thrown everything they can at this great American president. And, you know, the American people, time and time again, are proving that they're not buying the fake news media. They're not buying the fake polls. And, you know, AOC, and I'll say it again, you know, that stands for anything other than the Constitution. She is, you know, losing friends within the Democratic Party because she is so outlandish and radical. And, you know, she has a wonderful challenger. I'm really excited. Sherry Murray, she's a New York businesswoman. She immigrated from Jamaica as a child. She is a strong Republican woman who loves America, supports our president.
Yep.
She just launched her campaign against AOC. And not only is she going to win, she's going to crush AOC in this primary, in this election.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Sherry, she was supposed to be on today, but she's on Fox and Friends. See, you, Martha, you take time to come on the show, even though you're being pulled every which way. So, but Sherry got called by Fox and Friends, so we kind of got bumped, but I understand it. But, you know, with the girl going up against AOC, is that commercial that she put out, did you see the campaign ad, their first campaign ad, there's a lot of money behind that. Is that what you're hearing with this, the girl that's
absolutely.
Going?
Absolutely. The money is going, it is, the support that Murray's receiving is going to be unprecedented. And, you know, she's right. There is a crisis in New York, and it's AOC. I mean, you know, here we have AOC, who is so radical that, you know, she's claiming to be a victim now herself because Pelosi, she thinks that Pelosi is attacking her. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I know, it's crazy. It's absolutely wild. How do you think, before we let you go, Martha Panetta, chairwoman of Vote America First, how do you see the Democratic contest playing out, Martha, before we let you go?
Well, you know, they just released who was qualified, as you know, for the upcoming debate. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. But, you know, there's no viable candidates. They have nobody. I mean, you know, every single one of their candidates are flawed. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, in this next debate. But, you know, if you look over these 13 candidates that are going to be debating, not one of them can hold a candle next to Donald Trump. They've all become so radicalized, so far left.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you tell me, do you see, can any one of those candidates stand up to the president?
No. I can't see it. There's not one, not at this point. And you're right. Martha Panetta, chairwoman of Vote America First. And Martha, so you're on the road now for the next couple of years. Look, you're out there working it. Thank you for doing that for America. But,
you know, I love America every day. I'm so grateful to God to be in the greatest nation on earth. I love our president. I love this country. And I just feel so grateful for the opportunity to meet so many Americans that are fighting every single day to protect the American dream.
Oh, you are so refreshing. I swear to goodness gracious. She's positive. She's upbeat. And thanks for all that you do for the country, Martha Panetta. Come back soon.
Thank
and we'll
you,
see you
Joe.
Soon.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Martha. Thanks so much. Hey, 752. Speaking about positive women, Debbie Duhame's out there. See, Debbie, you're the same way. You always take the high road. You're always up. You're always positive. That's what I like. That's the spirit I like for this great country.
Mm-hmm.
No, you are there. You are so there. And steamy to boot. So here we go. Debbie Duhame.
Debbie's on the roads for you. 752 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. It's a tough ride over on 84 West, right into the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. It's right lane construction slowing you down quite a bit there. It's still pretty tough on 78 eastbound, exit 15, but they finally cleaned up an accident, but extensive delays. 287 northbound slowing down up through exit 13, getting up through the area of Bound Brook. Watch for some delays on the Cross Bronx West out by the Deegan. A stalled truck is finally out of the way. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic at the Whitestone Bridge. Very busy Queensbound with an accident there. LIE West slowing down through Casino Boulevard. Heavy right through the BQE, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And on the Southern State Parkway westbound, right past 109, getting reports of an accident just being cleared out of the way. Let's see what's happening as you head to New Jersey Transit. Still three canceled trains this morning. LIRR, 15-minute delays on the Oyster Bay branch. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. Is that, you know, my Mikey is driving. Do you believe that? And his birthday comes up in about a month, and he's been driving. Michael will be driving. And so I was with him yesterday, went around, and that's why I saw call Iggy at Route 22 Toyota. I want to get something safe, want to get something good for my boy Mikey, and I invite you to do the same at Route 22 Toyota, you know. I told you my sister Carol went down there. That was awesome. She didn't even tell me. She just showed up. That's what my sister, she didn't want to bother me. I didn't want to bother you, but she texts me, making the deal that made me a great deal. She texts me at the Route 22 Toyota. She got a beautiful, beautiful car. So I'm going to head on over there and take Mikey over there and see something that's safe, something that's cost effective. And I invite you to do the same. And the best thing about going to Route 22 Toyota is you don't have to deal with dummies. And now you got this. I'll give you the pass right past 8 o'clock, okay? First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. 855-621-9949, a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Now, when you're over there at Route 22 Toyota, when you're at the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, you'll go over to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of Jersey, and you'll see these spectacular vehicles that they have, and Iggy will be there in Carmelo and Chester, Shoya, and the great family that is Route 22 Toyota. They will help help you like nobody else. I'm telling you, you don't have to deal with dummies when you go there. Alex Kinsella, what does he offer you? How many times I got to tell you 0%? I didn't say 2%, 3%, 1%. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. We love everybody at Route 22 Toyota, and you will too. It's a family. Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Now is the time to jump on. 855-621-9949. Get on the phone and call 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family, that is Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing? We got rain throughout most of the day today.
Yeah, a couple of showers today, a thunderstorm. Temperatures stay in the 80s, but here comes the heat and humidity. It's going to be brutal tomorrow into the low 90s, upper 90s Saturday, and mid-90s on Sunday. It's going to be a steamy weekend.
Bring it on, Joey. Bring it on. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. We appreciate it, man. It is. It's going to be, you know, rainy today, but Joe's right. Please be careful. Asthma. The elderly, pets, be careful. It's going to be very, very hot tomorrow and into Saturday. It's going to be up to 100 degrees. So daddy worries about you. Me, I like it. I walk around like it's nothing. I love it when it's hot, hot like that. Joe Borelli, our guy, minority whip for New York City, he's going to join us. Why are there power failures in New York City already? And we haven't really hit the heat as bad as it's going to be. Hey, Michael Goodman as well. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees and rising at 7:59. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is headed to a supermax prison in Colorado after he was sentenced yesterday to life behind bars in a Brooklyn courtroom. Guzman's lawyer had asked that their client be allowed to stay in New York while they file an appeal. That request was denied.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.